Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, it's been revealed in a study launched today that almost all juvenile offenders in diversion programmes that were examined have suffered trauma in their lives. The study was first ever of its kind within the Garda Youth Division Diversion Programme, looking at participants in Cork and Dublin. And the co-author of the report was Dr. Sharon Lambert from the School of Applied Psychology in UCC. And she joins us now on the line. And thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, Sharon. This all makes really for very disturbing reading, doesn't it? Because of the 125 children surveyed, 96% had experienced at least one serious adverse childhood experience. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, and what do you mean when you say adverse childhood experience?
Good evening, Sarah, and thanks very much for having me on. I know when you look at it, it's grim reading and it is disturbing, as you say, but I suppose for people who work in this field, it's not new. This is not new to anybody who works with young people who are struggling and who are involved in the criminal justice system. I suppose this project, which was a collaboration between Applied Psychology and UCC, Quality Matters, Youth Rise and An Garda Síochána's Youth Diversion Scheme, you know, what it does is it captures the information that people know already, and now we have it quantified. So what does an adverse childhood experience mean? It basically means what it says on the tin. It's any adversity, any adverse experience that a child might have during childhood that impacts on their social, emotional or cognitive development. So as you said, 96% of the young people that were involved, whose case files were involved in this, had experienced at least one trauma, and most of them had suffered significant levels of traumatic experiences. So things like, actually one of the highest things was living in marginalised areas, so social exclusion is now considered a traumatic experience. And, you know, the government have been talking about the fact that working, that class now should be considered in relation to discrimination, because we know that when you live in deprived areas, you don't have access to have your needs met in a range of different areas, and that impacts on your development. The next highest figure after that was the fact that 73% of these young people had experienced the loss of a parent through divorce, abandonment, separation or death. And many young people and their children, we're talking about children, had, you know, 73% of them had experienced that. When you compare that to the general population, only about 23% of the general population will have lost a parent during childhood.
Okay, so very strong links then between what's happening in these young people's lives and the fact, I suppose, that they're all there together and being found as young offenders. And I know that 60% had experienced four or more traumatic experiences, such as you say, the loss of a parent or emotional abuse or physical abuse or other such adverse events. And is it the case that if there are many adverse events in your childhood, that it is more likely that that will impact on your life as a whole?
Certainly there's a significant body of research in relation to this, and in psychology it's not new either, the concept of allostatic load, where your body can only cope with a certain amount of stress and then it starts to impact on you. You know, that happens to us as adults. And then when you pile that amount of stress on children, it does put them more at risk. Now, it's not an inevitability. There are plenty of people out there who've experienced lots of traumatic things in childhood. But if you have too much trauma at one time and you haven't been given enough protective factors around you to help you repair from that trauma, it increases your risk for poor mental health, substance dependence, and then obviously involvement with the criminal justice system. So if you take, for example, you know, the loss of a parent, for example, because that was one of the highest ones, young people sometimes when they're grieving find it very difficult to express that. So if you're a young person who's experienced multiple traumas and you're finding it difficult to express your emotions, you may be perceived as a child with challenging behaviour, or a child who's aggressive, or a child who's angry. One of the biggest protective factors for young people is education. But children with emotional difficulties are often excluded from education and other things that they need. And the minute you exclude children from education and you don't provide them with those protective factors, you're increasing their risk for health risk behaviours such as substance dependence and criminality.
Okay, so they have the traumas, extreme traumas when they're children, and often, as you say, emotionally they can act out, and that trauma can manifest itself as anger, and as a result they're excluded more from society, from school or sports clubs or whatever supports might be available to them that they actually really need. Where or what is the solution?
So I suppose one of the things that we looked at in this study as well was that juvenile liaison officers who are members of An Garda Síochána are specialist officers who work with young people, and also youth workers who work within Garda Youth Diversion Projects were also involved in this project. And what we found was that they knew this stuff. They knew it in their core, and they tend to police children in a different way, and they have different relationships. What the study did for them and being involved in it was they had an opportunity to participate in some trauma workshops, and that allowed them to solidify what they knew and say, right, okay, there's psychology and there's neuroscience underpinning what we were doing within our gut. So Chief Superintendent Colette Quinn, who's over the Garda Juvenile Liaison Services, in conjunction with Quality Matters, they're going to be piloting another project where people who are working with young people who are having these challenges, they will all receive trauma awareness training, and they will look at their policies and procedures in relation to, are they providing services that are facilitating, particularly the other services that are around those young people, because we need everybody to be singing from the same hymn sheet. And they will pilot that to see if they can improve the outcomes for those young people by keeping them in education or employment, and letting them have access to mental health services. So, for example, some of these young people, when they go to services, they might get cross in the waiting room, and because actually their trauma has been triggered for some reason. And some services might say, look, that behaviour is unacceptable to us, that person is excluded from our service. So what happens actually is the people in our society who need us the most are most likely to be excluded from the services that we need. We know that in homelessness, we know that in mental health, and now we have the figures in relation to very marginalised young people, where we have an opportunity now to catch them upstream. When we looked at their trauma profiles, matched more similarly with studies that we've done in adult homeless men than they did with the general population. Mm-hmm. And we know that these things work because Quality Matters and Novus, an organisation that supports people experiencing homelessness, trialled a project similar to this in a homelessness context in Limerick in McGarry House. And what they found was there was a 63% reduction in incidents within the house. So this is taking what we know from psychology, what we know from neuroscience, and actually applying it in a real world sense and trying to meet these children's needs much earlier on so that they don't end up in homelessness or chronic substance dependence or, you know, involved in this cycle of the criminal justice system.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us to talk us through it. That's Dr. Sharon Lambert from the School of Applied Psychology in UCC. And the study itself was commissioned by An Garda Síochána and international body Youth Rise, and it was conducted by Applied Psychology at UCC and Quality Matters.